Now, February's talks between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un ended without success, but at least the North Korean regime has not returned to testing missiles. Well, until now. Pyongyang says it has tested a new tactical guided weapon, unlikely to be a breach of the promise to halt intercontinental ballistic missile launches. But what is Kim up to? Well, let's speak now to Laura Rockwood, who's the head of the Vienna Center for Disarmament and Non-Proliferation. This was not apparently a long-range missile, but any missile launch in North Korea, frankly, is going to cause alarm.
Well, Paul, it perhaps shouldn't cause as much alarm as it has. It is not inconsistent with Kim's undertaking not to test a nuclear weapon or an intercontinental ballistic missile, an ICBM. So thus far, he hasn't breached any promise that he's made to President Trump. So I think he's signaling to the president his disappointment with the outcome of the second meeting. But importantly, he's also signaling that he doesn't want to walk away from the prospect of a deal with the U.S. and sanctions relief.
Now, we've also seen some satellite imagery from the main nuclear site in North Korea that suggests that there is some work of some sort going on there as well. So if he's sending a signal, It's what? Don't give up on the process. This is what would happen if you don't come back and talk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a threat behind that. The interesting thing, though, is I think Kim he's done as much as he wants to do on his nuclear program. Now he wants to focus on his economy. Having said that, he appreciates that the leverage that he has with the U.S. in particular, is his nuclear program. And if he can get an improved economic situation by giving up at least part of his nuclear program, he's prepared to deal. I'm convinced he's prepared to deal.
Now, meanwhile, North Korea has also demanded that the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, be removed from future nuclear talks.
Right. Pretty interesting. I think this reflects Kim's appreciation for the fact that the deal needs to be done with President Trump. President Trump doesn't trust his underlings. Kim doesn't trust his underlings. And I think it is Kim's way of saying, I know how important this deal is to you. Now, if you have one of your underlings that's getting in the way of this deal, you better push them aside, because otherwise you'll have nothing to show for this in your election in 2020. And the North Koreans are absolutely mindful of the 2020 elections.
It seems that one of the things that particularly annoyed the North Koreans was that Mike Pompeo, being questioned by a Senate committee, agreed with a senator who described Kim as a tyrant. It's possibly, even though he probably by most definitions is a tyrant, it's probably not a great idea to label him publicly as such when you're in negotiations with him.
Well, couldn't agree with you more. It's hard not to agree to the sentiment of Kim Jong-un being a tyrant, but it doesn't demonstrate a high degree of finesse in terms of diplomacy. But then again, this administration isn't necessarily noted for its high degree of finesse and diplomacy.
So you mentioned that he was trying to send a signal through the missile launch, maybe through that activity around the nuclear site. So should we see this as a serious threat to this process that is not going as well as it was doing a year or so ago? Or should we just see this as a bit of a hiccup on the way?
I think if it were a serious threat, he would have done another test of an ICBM or a nuclear weapons test. So this is a little bit of saber rattling. He wants Trump to know that the Hanoi meeting went badly. It was embarrassing for him, humiliating, in a country where he has to be perceived as the strong man. So I think if he really wanted to walk away from this, there are much more directed actions he could have taken that would have made that crystal clear. Fundamentally, I don't think he wants to walk away from the deal, but he wants Trump to know that he's prepared to walk away from the deal if the U.S. doesn't make more progress or show more flexibility in terms of their negotiations.
Laura Rockwood from the Vienna Center for Disarmament and Nonproliferation, thank you very much for joining us.